In a rare occurrence, a group of radio stations removed a political ad about Michigan's Proposal 2, the proposal to establish an independent commission to draw redistricting maps to end gerrymandering. Here to talk about that pulled ad are our Friday political commentators. Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican legislative leader. He joins us via Skype. Vicki Barnett, the former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. The group behind Proposal 2 is Voters Not Politicians. Apparently, that group made a convincing argument that the political ad that was running against its proposal was misleading. 19 stations in the Michigan Brownfield Network pulled the ads, and here's the part of the ad that's being called false.
Proposal 2 writes a blank check to 13 new commissioners for a new bureaucracy, and they can spend whatever they want. No limits on staffing, lawyers, or consultants, or themselves. Unlimited pay and perks.
The group which placed the ads, the DeVos-backed Michigan Freedom Fund, on behalf of a group called Protect My Vote, says the ads are accurate. And Tony Dott was on the program recently and said this about the proposal.
If they spend $20 million, if they spend $50 million on this, there's no way to hold them accountable. They are accountable to no one. They are accountable to themselves and themselves only.
Ken Sikkema, what's your take on this?
Well, that's a bit of a stretch in terms of both the ad and what Mr. Dawn is saying. I do think it's important to kind of unpack things a bit, Lester, on this, because I think there's sort of three separate issues. One is, you know, how do you feel about Prop 2? And I have reservations about it. And then you have these ads against it, and are they misleading? And yes, I think they are misleading. I mean, I got the mailer that basically says the same thing as the radio ad, and I really cringed when I got it, in spite of my reservations about the proposal. But the third issue, I think, is a little bit more dicey and complex. And that's the question of whether these radio stations should refuse to run them. And I think that's a bit of a sticky wicket, because if the reason for not running them is that they're misleading, false, and have material factual errors in them, I would argue that most of the ads being run right now then wouldn't pass muster.
Vicki, what do you think about the truth of this ad or the claims by Michigan Freedom Fund on behalf of Protect My Vote?
Well, part of what they were saying is somewhat accurate, that there are 13 commissioners who can spend money, but unlimited, no. That's, they're under oversight of the Secretary of State under Proposal 18.2. So It is factually incorrect. And we're seeing a lot of factually incorrect ads, but there's two kinds of ads that are running. One is a candidate ad paid for by candidates, approved by candidates. And there are no restrictions on what they can say in those ads, and they have to be run. The second type of ads is what we're talking about here, which are ads produced by independent groups with no coordination with a candidate or campaign. They can spend unlimited amounts of money without identifying their donors, and those are where most of the negative attack ads are coming from, with a lot of falsehoods in them.
By the way, the well-respected Bridge Magazine Truth Squad called a foul on that ad, writing that it uses a combination of scare tactics, exaggeration, and falsehoods to reach unsubstantiated conclusions. Now, let's go to that bigger argument that both of you have been talking about, and that's, you know, are there lies in political advertising? I think we all agree, yeah, there occasionally are lies in political advertising, right?
Glad you brought up the Truth Squad from Bridge that called a foul on this ad, because they've called a foul on lots of ads this election season. And to my knowledge, none of the other ones have been pulled by any media outlets. And that's kind of the point here is, you know, if you're going to pull this ad or refuse to run it, then, you know, why are you not pulling these other ads that the Truth Squad has labeled as foul? I just think that's what I call the sticky wicket here. And the group supporting Proposal 2 requested the ads be pulled, and they have, you know, talked about it, but the radio stations themselves have not said why they pulled them. And I just find that somewhat interesting. You know, what is the standard for a media outlet to say we're going to run an ad or not run an ad?
Okay, so Vicki, I want to get to you soon, but I want to make this clear. There are two standards, actually, and that is, under FCC rules, a radio station or TV station may not pull the ad of any federal candidate, and in this case, that also means the governor, their ad, but any other ad is fair game. A radio station or a TV station who feels that there's a falsehood in that can refuse to run that ad. So the question is, if that's the case, why are so many TV stations and radio stations running ads that have been shown to be false, Vicki?
Well, I think that talks about exactly what I mentioned earlier, that a candidate ad produced by a candidate, run by a candidate, paid for by a candidate, and approved by a candidate is treated differently than an ad produced and created without the coordination of a candidate and using outside PAC money, or what we call this dark money world that started under Citizens United back in 2008. So I think there's a difference in candidate ads. One is produced by the candidate, and those are the ones that stations and outlets are always running, and by extrapolation from the FCC that you just mentioned, if it's a candidate ad, they'll run it. If it's not a candidate ad and it's an outside ad, stations have the right to not run them if they find them too blatantly false. However, most stations continue to run them because of the slippery slope that you're just talking about. If they pull the ads, does that mean the station is now supporting the proposal outright? Or if they pull the other side's ads, are they not supporting the proposal or the candidate? It does become a very sticky wicket, and we're talking about free speech, which is a guaranteed right in our Constitution. Look, I think everybody's sick of negative ads. Everybody's sick of the lying. We can't wait for the elections to get over, and this happens every single election cycle. And we're going to have to come to grips with identifying outside PAC money. Should it be controlled? Should it be limited? Or should at least we go for disclosure of all of those donors so the public has the right to see who's paying for what ads?
I wish we had more time to talk about this. I've got one quick story I think I might have shared before. I was sitting getting a haircut, and an older person down the row was talking about the ads and the terrible things that they were saying about the candidates, and then added, but they must be true, otherwise they wouldn't let them put them on the station. And that's just not the case. Ken, any final words?
Well, I don't like the ad. I don't like Proposal 2, but I also think the ad's misleading. I'm just not sure the radio station should have pulled it.
Vicki, final words?
I'm not sure the radio station should have pulled it either, but voters have a right to disclosure of who donates money to run the particular ads that we're talking about.
Vicki Barnett is a former Democratic legislator, and Ken Sikkema is a former Republican legislator. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Lester.